Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The right fielder, Jeff Abbott. Batting third. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fourth. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Greg Norton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chad Kreuter. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Caruso. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mike Soroka. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting third. The right fielder, Eric Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fifth. The DH, Joe Carter. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting seventh. The left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Mussina. And now, play ball. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Abbott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson strikes out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Alomar hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ordonez hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Norton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter strikes out. One out. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chad Kreider is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Kreider hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Mussina, and towards Alomar, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Abbott is 0-for-1 in the game. Abbott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hoyles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bordick bunts towards first. Norton scoops it up and throws to first, with Sirotka covering, for the out. Hoyles moves to second. 1 out. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ventura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ordonez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ordonez strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Norton is 0-for-1 in the game. Norton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Ventura moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Chad Kreider is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kreider is 0-for-1 in the game. Kreider strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Davis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Palmeiro is 0-for-1 in the game. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into center field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Caruso is 0 for 1 in the game. Caruso hits a line drive towards short. Bordick reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Durham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abbott is 0 for 2 in the game. Abbott hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ventura is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Ventura hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ordonez hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Ripken reaches second base with a double. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff bunts in front of the plate. Kreuter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ripken moves to third. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hoyles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoyles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ripken scores. Surhoff moves to third. It's 5-1, White Sox. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0 for 0 in the game. Bordick hits a fly ball into right field. Abbott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Surhoff tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, White Sox. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Arthur Rhodes now pitching. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Norton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Norton strikes out. One out. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kreuter is 0 for 2 in the game. Kreuter hits a line drive into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Caruso is 0 for 2 in the game. Caruso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. with a walk. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0 for 2 in the game. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Norton fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Davis for the double play. Two outs. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Abbott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Abbott hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Durham moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Durham. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Durham steals third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Durham tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Ventura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Surhoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hoyles strikes out. There goes Surhoff. The throw from Kreuter to second, and Surhoff is out. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. Bordick hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 3 in the game. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Norton bunts towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. Ordonez moves to second. One out. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kreuter is 0 for 3 in the game. Kreuter hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ordonez moves to third. Two outs. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Caruso is 0 for 3 in the game. Caruso hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis. Caruso reaches second base with a double. Ordonez scores. It's 7-2, White Sox. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Durham hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a line drive into right field. Abbott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Norton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alomar for the out. Two outs. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Armando Benitez now pitching. Jeff Abbott batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Abbott is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Abbott hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, White Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Alomar catches it and throws to first to double up Bell. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops it up and throws to first, with Benitez covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Lou Frazier now playing center field. Maglio Ordonez now playing right field. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-3 in the game. Palmeiro hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Durham reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Norton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.